episode number 6. Shalom, this is Rabbi Eliyahu Mitterhof with a class in Talmud podcast. This is class number 6 in Kedushin 2a. We learned in episode 5 that the Gemara had a kasha on our Mishnah. The kasha was like this. The Gemara says, Aisha Niknes, Maishna Hacha, Tatane Aisha Niknes. Why over here do we teach the lashon of Niknes, which is Kinyan acquisition? Maishna Hasam, Tatane Aish Makadesh. And what's the difference over there that it says a woman is sanctified? And Rashi explained that really over here we should also use the better lashon of sanctified. That's the kasha of the Gemara. What's the difference between the two lashonos in the Mishnah? So in this class, we want to focus on the answer. And the answer is, Mishum dekai boile masdisin kesef. Because the Mishnah wanted to mention kinyan kesef. And since it wanted to mention kesef, so it used the word acquisition. Because kesef, silver, money, is a type of an acquisition. So we use the lashon of acquisition. So on the answer of the Gemara, the Tosfos has a difficulty. A difficulty that you shouldn't have, which means he has a difficulty that you shouldn't say. Mishum kedaboy masisin kesef. The Gemara said, because we wanted to mention kesef. Hachelo shayek lemifrak. Don't ask this kasha. V'tani tarte atuchada. Did you teach two for the sake of one? Which would translate in our Mishnah. Do you mean you switched the language from Kedushin, which is a better language, and you switched to Kenyan for the sake of kesef? Don't you also know that you have shtar and bia? You also can acquire a woman with a shtar document, and you can also acquire her with living with her. Why did you change the language for one when you have two others? You should go according to the majority, like Rashi brings on the next daf, and Tosfos is going to bring the next daf also. Kedeparak lekaman, like we have in the next daf. We have this difficulty in a different subject, but we have a similar type of difficulty. The Gemara on 2b says like this, my taima tani shalosh, Mishum drachim, nisna devarim, v'nisra shalosha. Why do we use the lashon shalosh? So in numbers, it's the opposite. It's confusing. But usually when you have a hey at the end of a word, it's feminine. By numbers, it's the opposite. It should have said, my taima tani shalosh. Why do you teach feminine without the hey in terms of numbers? Mishum drachim, because you're using the word drachim, that a woman is acquired in three ways, drachim. Nisna, let us teach devarim. Let's say, instead of say three ways, let us say that a woman is acquired with three things. And that would be masculine. When nisna shalosha, and then we'll be able to teach shalosha, which is also masculine. So the basis of the kasha is, why are we talking about the woman? Let's switch to the man. Let's talk in the masculine and say that a man acquires a woman with three things, instead of saying three ways, and then we're stuck talking about Haisha Niknas, that a woman is acquired. So the Gemara answers, Mishum dekaboy lemasnisin bia, because we wanted to mention in the Mishnah, bia, living with her. V'bia ikre derech, and bia, living with a woman, is called a way. It's not a thing, it's a way. Dixiv, because it says, V'derech gevra ba'alma, kein derech isha v'na'afes. You see in the Pasuk in Mishle that we use the word derech when it comes to bia. So the Gemara has a kash on that. Teniak bia, that's good for bia. Kesef ishtar amai icha. It doesn't fit with kesef and shtar. The main mishum bia. The answer is they said it for the sake of bia. They switched the word from devarim to derech for the sake of bia. So here comes the kasha. V'tane tarte atuchada. Did we switch the language that doesn't fit by kesef and shtar, and we use derech instead of devarim for the sake of bia? Did we teach two for the sake of one? Hanechnami sarich bia. So the Gemara answers, Einochnami, the language doesn't fit, but at the end of the day, kesef and shtar, marrying a woman, comes down to bia. He's going to live with her. And it's for the needs of living with her, the man's marrying the woman in order to live with her. So therefore, we switch the language to fit with bia. So Tosfos says, don't ask this similar kasha on our Gemara. According to the answer of the Gemara, the reason why we used the word niknas and we didn't use the word makadesh was because we wanted to mention kesef. So maybe you would think to ask the exact same difficulty. What, did we switch the word just for kesef? Kesef is only one. What about shtar and bia? And like Rashi explains, we should go according to the rov, to the majority. So Tosfos answers, the reason why we don't have this kasha also on this daf is because the lashon kinyan shayach nami b'shtar v'bia. The language of kinyan is also applicable to shtar and bia. You can use the word kinyan. V'loya tamua al lashon kinyan. The only problem we have with the language of kinyan was Ela mishum de lekaman tani lashon kedushin, was because on daf 41a we used the word kedushin. That was our problem. Our problem was the juxtaposition of kedushin versus kinyan. But each individual case, you could use the word kinyan. In other words, it was a question of reduction of terms. We wanted to use the same language in both Mishnayos. And the better language, Eino Chinami, was kedushin. But the lashon of kinyan would work with all three equally. Masha Ein Kain, on Beis Amud Beis, that really the word drachim does not fit with kesef and shtar. Why do we switch it? It fits with bia, but we switched it because kesef and shtar are also going to be for the sake of bia. But the language doesn't fit, which is not true by our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, the language fits with all three. The reason why we switched it from kedushin to kinyan is because we wanted to teach kesef. But you don't have a difficulty. You taught two for the sake of one. The second answer of Tosfos is inami b'shtar nami ashkachan lashon kinyan. Shtar is also written kinyan, tiksiv, like it says. Ve'ekach es asefer amakne. We know there's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu in Perek 32 that says you should take with you the sefer hamakne. That's talking about a shtar on land, but it's a shtar, and they're calling it a sefer hamakne. So we see that shtar is hooked up with kinyan. It's written kinyan by shtar. So wouldn't it be a case of two against one? We're going to see different pashatim in the second teretz of Tosfos. For example, the Maharam wants to say in the second teretz of Tosfos like this. Look what he's going to do. He's going to turn the whole kasha on its head. This is unbelievable. Perish amaksha haya yodeya shapir the shtar shayek lashon. If it was already written a pasuk in Yirmiyahu that by shtar there's a kinyan, so the makshin in the Gemara who asked Maishna haka detani isha niknes and Maishna hasam detani isha makadesh, when he was asking that question, why over here you wrote acquisition and over there you wrote kedushin, he knew that it was written shtar. So he knew that in our Mishnah, which included shtar, it was written lashon kinyan. So why did he have to ask, hey, why do you use a lashon kinyan over here? And over there, I use lashon kedushin. It's pasha why you use lashon kinyan. Because a shtar. Now he says, afop, the Gemara Haguf was asking the kasha similar to the kasha on Beis Hamad Beis. He says, afilu haki hiksha, maishna. There's a footnote on the next part. It says, v'niri li, it should srik lomar. Srik lomar, in other words, mushum dahavi kashale, the tanatarte atuchada. The Hainu Shtar. In other words, he's learning the Gemara itself to be asking this question. Since I know, Lichachilia, that Shtar, it's written the word Kenyan, why did you switch over here to Kenyan? The only place where Kenyan is Shaykh is by Shtar. So you're switching two for the sake of one. He wants to claim, the Maharam wants to claim, that the first kasha of the Gemara is exactly identical to the kasha like we had on Amud Beis. How can you switch two for the sake of one? Now, how can you switch to drachim when it's not shaykh drachim by kesef and by shtar? That was the kasha on our base. So too, you're asking over here. Since we know that shtar is written, and Eino Chinami, the Mishnah switched it to kinyan, but the question of the Gemara will be, Maishna, why is it different over here that you switched to kinyan for the sake of shtar? How can you switch two for the sake of one? How can you use the word lashon kinyan in the Mishnah on all three of them? So now, according to the Maharam's understanding of Tosfos, what's the teretz of the Gemara? The teretz is like this: v'teretz degam kesef shayek be lashon kinyan in kaim havi tarte. In other words, when the Gemara answered mushum dekai boy namasis in kesef, because the Mishnah also wanted to teach kesef, it's telling us that kesef is also shayek kinyan. Therefore, we're not switching two for the sake of one. We have two cases that have the lashon kinyan. We have shtar, which we know from the pasuk, and now we have kesef, v'kika kika v'steyafron, which the Gemara is answering. And that's a goof of pashat in the Gemara. How can you switch two for the sake of one? And the answer is no. we have two. It's not one against two. We have two that are Shaykh to Lashon Kinyan. And that, the Kikar and the Yonah, he doesn't like it. He says it doesn't fit with the language of the Gemara. I'll read this inside. He says, two lines up from the bottom of the Kikar and the Yonah, I underlined it in blue. It says, the Gamha Maksha Yodea, the Bishtar Shaykh Lashon Kinyan. Also, the one asking the Kasha in the Gemara knew that it was Shaykh Lashon Kinyan. Rak the Haksha, the Chara Atu Tarte. So how can you switch two for the sake of one? He says, Veniri Le Dochek. But according to me, that seems very Dochek. She'ena Lashon Amakshe, Solvel Perusho. You can't say that's Peshat in the Gemara. The Makshe is not asking that question. I mean, Ikar Chasam in a Sefer, that's the way I would understand it. The essential Kasha seems to be missing from the text of the Gemara. I mean, you can push it in order to answer up the Kasha of Tosfos, but it seems to be missing from the Gemara itself. Because the simple understanding of the Gemara is, why did we change the Lashon from Kedushin to Kinyan? The Maharam wants to push in, according to the second Teretz of Tosfos, that the Kasha was, why did, if we have Shtar, which is Kinyan, why did we switch the Lashon for the sake of one, for Shtar by itself? But it doesn't seem to be written in the text. So I want to read the Ramban inside. He's got a couple of different Peshatim here. He says, his first Peshat is similar to Tosfos. Don't ask this Kasha. If you have the difficulty of how can you change two for the sake of one, that's not a difficulty. Why da kulu shayik lashin kinyan? That's like the first answer of Tosfos. That all of them are shayik lashin kinyan. You can use the word kinyan with kesef, with shtar, with bia. Nobody's going to have a problem with that. The talmid makne kone. If you want, you can teach that there's a kinyan. So therefore, if that's true, why did the Gemara answer with Kesef? If you want to tell me that it's Shaik, the Lush, and Kenyan by all three of them, so why, when the Gemara asked the question, why did we teach Kenyan, it answered, because I wanted to teach Kesef. Well, you could have answered all three of them. He answers, V'kevin the Gabi Kesef behedya asi shaper bakuluhu tani lei. He says that because Kesef was written Behedya, since we have a drusha by Kesef, and we know Kesef is written Kikachika, which has to do with Kinyan, Asushape Bakulahu Tanile. So we chose that one for all of them. Masha Ankain Bahidak Shina Lakaman, which is not true by Ahmed Beis, where the Lashon Drachim, but Kesef Ishtar, Lo Ashkachan. There, Bakla, you never said Kesef Ishtar, but you never said Drachim by Kesef and Shtar. Here it's applicable by all three of them, and the reason we answered Kesef was that was because the drush was written by Kesef. To me, it comes a little bit dochic in the Gemara. I mean, what was the question of the Gemara? The Gemara seems to be answering, why do we teach Kinyan? It's because we wanted to teach Kesef. That's the language of the Gemara. We wanted to teach Kesef. This comes out a little bit the opposite. The Gemara seems to be, according to the Ramban, the Gemara seems to be answering, not that we wanted to teach Kesef, we wanted to teach Kinyan. And it happens to be that we chose Kesef because that was the best choice. I don't really have an answer to answer up the Ramban. The Ramban brings Acherim, other people that say Amru, Bishtar Nami Lashin Kinyan. Back to that story. Shtar is also written Kinyan Hu, the Kasiv Ekak Esa Sefra Makne, the Pasuk from Yirmiyahu, the Tosos brought in his second answer. Fuhu de Perish Bagamara Kesef Meshum de Lomu Farish Behedya. So then, if that's true, if Shtar is also written, we have to explain, according to the Ramban, why did the Gemara bring Kesef? You could have said, why did we switch to Lashon Kinyan? We could have said, because of Shtar. We didn't have to answer because of Kesef. The answer is, Meshum de lo mefarsh behedya. Hayasrik lomar kein, de lahavi tarte, lasisikad de meshum tarte. I think what he's saying is, since Kesef was just the opposite, Kesef was not written Behedya. It's not written 100% clear. It has to be learned out from a drusha. So therefore, we wanted to say the drusha. And I believe that the Ramban is learning the same way that the Maharam is learning at this point when he brings the Acherim, who says that the difficulty was that since we have Shtar, and therefore this for the sake of one, we're changing two, the answer will be no. We also have Kesef, which is less known. That's the way the Ramban's learning. And a third possibility that the Ramban brings is like this, Inami. Hide the parish Kesef Meshum de Kika Beisha Ekra Kinyan. The reason why we brought Kesef was because by an Isha. There it's talking about a man, the drusha learned to kikikikikikik mustay Ephron by a woman. A man's acquiring a woman. Aval by star, the Isha, the Lashin Kinyan, lo Ashkachan. Really, star, it's not true. Which star? Star Isha. The pasuk that we brought from Yirmiyahu was talking about a star Kinyan, the document of an acquisition of land. But here we're talking about a star Isha. We don't have a mafarish pasuk for that. Velo havi mashne belishnanu mishum star ba'alma. And therefore, we didn't want to answer star in the Gemara because that's not really talking about the star of a woman. That's talking about the star of an acquisition, of buying land. Kesiv was written by marriage, but there's no difficulty teaching two for one for the sake of one because the language of acquisition could fit by all three of them. Also by B of a star. Since star is not written by marriage and only by land, that's why the Gemara chose to answer with Kesiv. So the Marashah now also wants to explain the second answer of Tosfos, is that it's written by Shtar. So the Marashah says like this, Mihu, lo mati lemeimu mishum dekai deboi masnis in Shtar. The Gemara didn't want to answer Shtar. V'gama kika kika me'ekach asefer ha'makne. We could learn the drush of kika kika, take, take, from Sefer ha'makne, which is the pasuk by Shtar by Yirmiyah. De'lahak milsa lo mekabalas gazer sheva. That's not really actually the makor of where you learn that you can marry a woman with a star. That's not really a thing. Why? Lo nekabel gezer sheva tekika kicha. We don't learn that a man can marry a woman with a star from kika kicha. Umahai taima had the isha nikness b'shtar yofin and le lekaman. Really, we learn it later. Umotziv ha'isa. We learn it from a different gezer sheva. From going out and coming in, we learn it from get. Velo yoflinin, and we don't learn it. Mahak gezer sheva tekika kicha. The learn is kabel rock the Indian kesef. That drush is only learned for kesef. So therefore, the Gemara did not want to learn that we teach the acquisition from shtar, because shtar is not actually learned from the gezer sheva of kikachicha. It's learned from motziv ha'isa. How does that fit in with the understanding of the kash and the teretz of the Gemara? I don't think that it's muchrak that according to the Marashah that the second teretz of Tosfos has to be how can you switch two for one? Why? Because star is not really written in the sense of a star isha, that a man acquires a woman with a star. So lechor, you didn't have the problem of star, the way the Maharam was learning. So Tosfos' answer will not be in the Peshat and the Gemara itself. It's Tosfos' difficulty. Tosfos has a problem. Why don't we ask two for one? And the answer will be that it's also Shaik the Lushin of Kinyan by star, Kesef, and Bia. It happens to be that it's written also by star, but not to the point that the Gemara wants to answer that it's written by Shtar. And that's why the Gemara chose Kesef over Shtar. That's it for this week's A Class in Talmud podcast. Please leave comments and share it with your friends.